difference. This should be a special schus for Rishva Yaakov and Rishva Ben Sarleya. Bracha Vatzach Vachomaz Yadav, Sarleya Masrif, Gorfu Shalom Soshalcha Yisrael. The Gemara Menachas, Naflam Adalad Amid Bey, says, Amr Biyosi, Modeli Rabbi Huda, Ribi, Shim Ein Lot Filin Shal Yad, Vishal Shtay Tfilin Shal Rosh, Shatola Or Shal Achas Mehenu Menicha. That's Yehuda's moda to me that if somebody doesn't have tefillin shel yad, he has two tefillin shel roshes, what should he do? He should take leather, drape it over the tefillin shel rosh, and then it'll look like tefillin shel yad. Instead of having four different compartments, it looks now to just have one. That's the way it'll appear from the top, because you have just one piece of leather that you draped over it. So basically, you see that you're allowed to take tefillin shel yad at Tfilin Shel Rosh and turn into Tfilin Shel Yad. Frakti Gemara, is that so? But didn't Rabbi Chananya send the name Rabbi Yochanan at Tfilin Shel Yad? You're allowed to turn into Shel Rosh, but Shel Rosh, you're not allowed to turn into Shel Yad because you're marred Mekdush Chamur Lekdush Kala. And it says the Gemara, Lokasha Ba Tikta Haba Chaditita. Chaditata. So this is old, this is new. Meaning that if you already used it as Tfilin Shel Rosh, you can't turn it to Tfilin Shel Yad. But if it's new, the Tfilin Shel Rosh, then you can turn it to Tfilin Shel Yad. And the Gemara says, and that's only talking about the man di Omar, has man alav milsa. That designation is not significant. But if you hold that designation is significant, the man di Omar has man milsa, that is designating something, it already achieves its Kedusha just by setting it aside. And don't tell me chaditita, that it's going to help you that it's new, and that you haven't used it yet as tefillin shel rosh, and therefore you're allowed to use it as tefillin shel yad, turn it to tefillin shel yad. It doesn't help, because the very fact that you designated it as tefillin shel rosh is enough. So the answer is that according to that man d'amar is mana milsa, abaye, dasne ale me kara, that you made a t'nai, that you're allowed to you turn this tefillin shel rosh into tefillin shel yad. You made a t'nai. But if you hold Hazman alav milsa, you don't worry about designation, then it's beseder. If it's chaditita, if it's new, then you're allowed to make tefillin shel rosh into tefillin shel yad. Awesome. That's the Gemara Menachas 34b. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvis, Simon Beis, Simon Gimel asks that we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if you weave a garment, tachrichen for the mace, then now that'll be used for anything else. Rabbi says they are. Abai says they're not, because it's mana milsa, just designating them is enough. Rabbi says it's mutter. Why? Because it's mana lav milsa. And that whole machlokes is only b'tashmishei kedusha. But b'gufa kedusha, if we're dealing with something that's inherently holy, this is all tashmishin, like tachrichim, which are just used for Kedusha, which are just accessories of Kedusha. But if it's Guf Kedusha, then the Kuli Alma is Mana Milsa, like we learn from Egla Rufa. At the moment it goes down to Nachal Eisan, it's already Yasser. And if so, Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tfilin, which is Guf Kedusha, L'kuli alma hazmana milsa. So how can we say here in the Gemara that l'man d'amar hazmana milsa, only l'man d'amar hazmana milsa, we have a problem, as if there's a man d'amar that has l'mana lav milsa. L'kuli alma hazmana milsa. Because we're talking here about tefillin. And if you're talking about something that's guf kedusha, it's an actual kedusha, it's not an accessory of kedusha. We're talking about something that's guf kedusha, and not something that's an accessory of Kedusha. Even Rav agrees that is mana milsa. So why does the Gemara imply that it's only in the man d'yomar has mana lav milsa that you can say b'chaditita, but according to man d'yomar has mana milsa, it's no good. Chaditita is not going to help because the designation is already enough to make it holy, so we have to give another teretz. Even according to the man d'yomar has mana lav milsa, chaditita is not a good teretz. Because we're talking about gufa Kedusha. That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So we had another shir. Just gave over teretz from the great Gaon Shlomo Varman, Zichrono Levracha, the Rosh Hashiva de Nassau County. So I saw in another sefer called the Kol Moshe. The Kol Moshe was written by a Talmud Chacham from Baltimore. So we're going from Queens, from Kew Garden Hills, that's the first teretz. It's where Avraham used to live. I once went to his house to meet him, but unfortunately he wasn't there that Shabbos, and he was nifter not so long afterwards, unfortunately. But I spoke to him on the phone once. Anyway, this is written by a Rav named Rav Sachachevsky, I guess it's pronounced. A lot of letters in his last name. From Baltimore, Maryland. So he has a number of Sfarim, Mishkan Moshe and the Kol Moshe. You see that he's a very big Talmud Chacham in Lamdin. So he says as follows, that in Tefillin there are two types of Kedusha that have Mishum Kedusha at Tefillin Atzman, like the Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Chaf Hei, Zok the Rambam, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushasin Gedoyla, that the Kedusha of Tefillin is very great. Kedusha of Tefillin is very great. And because of Kedusha's Tefillin, you need a Gufnoki, you now have to be Noeg Derech Bizayon, you now have to be Messiah Das, because the Kedusha of Tefillin is greater than the Kedusha of the Tzitz, like the Rambam writes in Halacha Yadalit, you have to be Mashmish B'Tefillin, you now have to be Messiah Das, because the Kedusha is so great. So that's one type of Kedusha. There's the Kedusha of the Tefillin themselves. That's one aspect of Kedusha's Tefillin. And then there's another aspect of Kedusha's Tefillin, which is Kedusha's Hashem. What's the Kedusha's Hashem? That in the Tefillin, you have the Kedusha that Shem Shakai spelled out. You have the Shin on the Bais of the Shel Rosh. You have the Dalid in the Kesher of the Shel Rosh. And then you have the Yud in the Kesher of the Shel Yad. That spells Shakai, Shin, and then a Dalid, and then a Yud. And on this it says, V'ro kol meretz kishem shem nikra lecha, Menachos 35b, V'chein kol ha-meniach tefillin ma'aruch yamim, Shenem ha-shem aleyam yichyu, Menachos 44b, Rashi, Nosim shem ha-shem betfillin, yichyu, you're carrying the name of God, you live, the name of Hashem is on you. Min amuter b'ficha, Shabbos 28b, Shabbos 62a, even though you go into the Beis HaKisei b'kameya, that's covered, but tefillin you have to take off. Why? Shem Shakai, Ayin Shem. So all these inyanim you have in the name Shakai. So these are the two aspects of Kedushas Tefillin. The Etzem HaTefillin, and then the Shem Shakai in the Tefillin. And there's an Afgamina in the Din of Hazmana Milsa. What is the Afgamina? I'll tell you. In the Din of Hazmana Milsa, that with regard to Kedusha's Tefillin, Atzmon, the Kedusha of the Tefillin themselves, since the Parashiyos were written, and they were set aside for the mitzvah of Tefillin, even though you haven't yet put on the Tefillin, and you are Mekayim the mitzvah of Tefillin, since Tefillin is Guf Kedusha, it's like Egla Rufa, and everybody holds Hazmana Milsa. So when you talk about Hazmana Milsa, Lagabe, the Kedusha of the Tefillin themselves, just the very fact that they were slated to be worn as Tefillin, you wrote the Parashiyos, Huzmanu L'Mitzvahs Tefillin, they already have Kedusha. They already have Kedusha's Tefillin, Hazmana Milsa, that's the Gufa Kedusha. But Kedusha's Tefillin Mishum Shem Shakai, there's no Kedusha in the Shin alone, not in the Dalit alone, and not in the Yud alone. When does the Kedusha's Tefillin kick in? When you're Mechaber all the Osios, when you actually wear the Tefillin. You wear the Tefillin Shel Yad, and you wear the tefillin shel Rosh, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, then all the osios are mischaber, all the osios come together. And since there is no chalois on the tefillin of the shame and the kedushas Hashem without this chibur, so this is only like tashmishe kedusha, that there's no iser, it's only like an accessory of kedusha. There's no iser until you do it lemaisa, like big day ames, you have to put it on. And that, this kedushas Hashem, is takatolui in the machlokas abayin Rava, zmana milsa or zmana lav milsa. Rav would hold zmana lav milsa, because this is only when you actually, when you set it aside, nothing happened yet. Here they need to be mischaber. Each one independently doesn't have kedusha. So they're only like accessories, they're not called gufa kedusha. They're only kedusha when they all come together, but each one independently is called an accessory. It's like a tashmishe kedusha. So there's no iser until you actually wear it. According to Abaye, it already has kedusha even before, because it's money, you set it aside. But according to Rava, until you actually wear it, the kedusha doesn't kick in. The kedusha says shame, of shame shakai, because they weren't yet mischaber. So it's like the tachrichim, until they put it on the mace, it's still not holy. So that's a yisod. Rashi in Menachos explains that tefillin shel Rosh is more holy than tefillin shel Yad. You know why? Because when you wear the tefillin, you get Shem Shakai, and most of Shem Shakai is in the shel Rosh, because the shin is in the bayis of the Rosh, in the backs, and the dalet is in the kesher. Tefillin shel Yad only has the yud. Zayzak to Rashi. So why is Kedusha's Tefillin Shel Rosh more chomer? Why is the Tefillin Shel Rosh, it's Kedusha more chomer than Shel Yad? Because it has Ruba Shel Shem. The Shagas Aryeh in Simon Mem Zayin writes that in the Parshias themselves, there's no chiluk between Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad, and the Kedusha of both of them are equal. Because otherwise, how, the Gemara says, that Shel Yad can be used for Shel Rosh. How can a Shel Yad be for Shel Rosh? Because of Malin Bakodesh, no, it shouldn't work. The parashias weren't written l'shem kedusha chamura. If the parashias of the shel Rosh are holier than the parashias of the shel Yad, then when you write the shel Yad, you can't go and use them for the shel Rosh. They're not holy enough to be shel Rosh. From the fact that we see in the Gemara they can be used for the shel Rosh, tefillin shel Yad can be used. It must be that in the world of parashias, it's beseder gamur. It's beseder gamur because the parashias are equal. Parashiyos of Shel Yad are equal to parashiyos of Shel Rosh, and therefore you can take the parashiyos of Shel Yad and you can turn them into the parashiyos of the Shel Rosh, and you don't say, "Oh, it wasn't written l'shma, it isn't holy enough, it wasn't written l'shem kedusha Shel Rosh." No, it's holy, equal kedusha, like a chiluk b'kedushas haparashiyos. Beautiful. That's the yisod of the roaring lion, the Shagas Aryeh. Okay, so you see the din of tefillin shel Rosh, einos and also shel Yad. Why are the tefillin shel Rosh now allowed to turn into tefillin shel Yad? It's not because you're not allowed to be married mikedusha chamur lekedusha kala, as far as the kedusha of the tefillin themselves, because they're equally holy. The Gemara says, don't turn tefillin shel Rosh, into tefillin shel Yad. Why? You're lowering the Kedusha. You can't lower the Kedusha. But what bothers us over here? Does it bother us that the etzem tefillin, that the parashiyos of the tefillin are being lowered? No. Because it's not lowering at all. Because Shel Yad equals Shel Rosh, as the Shagas Aryeh proved. So what bothers us about turning Shel Rosh into Shel Yad? You know what bothers us? Obviously. It can't be the Parshiyos, the Tefillin Gufan, the Tefillin Atzman. It must be the Kedushas Hashem Shakai Shebet Tefillin. It must be because you're taking a Shel Rosh, which has a shin and a dalid, and you're lowering that shin and dalid and turning it into Shel Yad, which only has a yud. You're lowering the Shel Rosh into Shel Yad because of the osios, because of the osios of the shame. If so, in the event that you already put on the tefillin Shel Rosh and the tefillin Shel Yad, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, and the osios were already mischaber l'shem shakai, and they have kedushas Hashem, since rubo shel shem was already made in the Shel Rosh has the kedusha that's more chomer than the Shel Yad. But before you put on the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, and there hasn't been a chibur osios, there is no kedushas Hashem in the tefillin. And the kedusha of the Shel Rosh is no greater than the kedusha of the Shel Yad. When is the kedusha Shel Rosh greater than the kedusha Shel Yad? Only after you put on the tefillin, you're mechaber the osios. But beforehand, you weren't. So the Shel Rosh isn't holier than Shel. As far as the parashiyos go, the gufa tefillin equal. What makes Shel Rosh greater? The shame. That's only after you wore it. So according to this, for and for the kash of Rebbe Kiveger, Gvaldik, that even though in guf kedusha, what did Rebbe Kiveger say? Rebbe Kiveger said in gufa kedusha, everyone holds his mana milsa. So what is the Gemara being mechalek? That this is the man darmala, is mana lav milsa, is mana milsa. We're talking here about tefillin. Tefillin's guf kedusha. Everybody holds his mana milsa. No. But guf kedusha l'kuliyama is mana milsa. And therefore, when you have tefillin shel rosh that are new, they are already miskadesh b'kedushas tefillin al yidei hazmana. You haven't yet worn the tefillin, but they already have kedushas tefillin. So you better not take these parshiyos that were written for the tefillin, and you better not turn them into mezuzah, because that would be lowering their kedusha. Right, you have the Shema and Bahayin Shema and the Mezuzah also. But you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take the parashiyos of the tefillin, even by Hazmana, Lekulei Alma, parashiyos that you wrote for tefillin even before you wore them, and turn them into Mezuzah. So that Rava would agree. A Rava is on board with that. But Al Yidei Hazmana, Lefi Rava, that is Mana Lav Milsa, there's no Kedushas Hashem yet, because there's no Chibur Osios. And you can't compare it to Egla Rufa. It's like Tashmishe Kedusha, that according to Rav Hazman Lav Milsa. So when we're just in the world of Tefillin, taking Tefillin Shel Rosh and turning it into Tefillin Shel Yad, you're not allowed to do so because Ein Moridim Kedusha Chamur LeKedusha Kala. That whole din is only because of the Kedushas Hashem of Tefillin. And not because of the Kedusha of Tefillin themselves, not because of the parashiyos of the Tefillin, but because of the Kedusha Hashem that's on the Batim, that's on the Ritzuas, the Shin, and then the Dalet, and then the Yud. And according to Rava, Hazmana Lav Milsa, the Hazmana to make a Tefillin Shel Rosh is not significant. If you haven't worn them yet, you're fine. So if we're dealing with Chadatata, if we're dealing with new tefillin shel rosh, you're allowed to take that tefillin shel rosh and turn it into tefillin shel yad. Well, modli Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yosi, modli Bibi Rabbi, Shimein lo tefillin shel yad, v'yesh lo shtei tefillin shel rosh, shetol or alachas mem, you drape leather over them, and you put it on. And the Gemara says, what's this talking about? The Gemara in the Teretz lo kashya, it's talking about chaditita. It's talking about new tefillin. We asked Rabbi Kiv Eger, and it's talking about new tefillin, the man de omar hazlam zman alav milsa. But asks Rabbi Kiv Eger, wait a second. We're talking here about tefillin, which is Guf HaKadusha. And in Guf HaKadusha, Hazmana, Milsa, Lekulei Alma. So how are you allowed to turn tefillin shel rosh into tefillin shel yad? The answer is, when it comes to the parashiyos, you wrote these parashiyos for shel rosh, that's equal to shel yad. That's not considered a horada. When is shel rosh holier? When tefillin shel yad ain't when tefillin shel rosh ain't osin osa shel yad, fisha ain't moridim kedusha chamor kedusha kala like Rabbi Yochanan holds. That's when you already wore them. That's batikta. That's because now the letters were mischaber. So hazman alav milsa. But once they already wore them as tefillin shel rosh, it's tishbet. It's too late. You can't lower them out of being tefillin shel yad. But the statement of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yehuda Baribi agrees with me, that you can turn tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad, that's talking about chaditita. Because the gufa parashiyos, you have no problem. The only problem is, and as we discussed in the previous year, the bias of the shel rosh is being covered. So that's not being used as a bias anymore. The only problem is the shame. The shame shakai. The shame shakai, until you wear it, doesn't have a shame shakai. That's like Tashmishe Kedusha. That's not until you wear it. That's not until it comes together. Just when you prepared it, when you set it aside. There's no Kedusha that's Chal until you put them together. So there Rava holds as Man Alav Milsa. So your Ladataka turns Tefillin Shel Rosh into Tefillin Shel Yad by draping leather over it and turning it Tefillin Shel Yad. But the Parashis, you have no problem, it's the same Kedusha. And as far as the Kedusha because of Shem Shakai, well, it's not Chal until you actually wore them. Here we're talking about Chaditita. And then the Gemara says, Pseida, that's good according to Zman Alav Milsa, that Man Di Amar. But what about according to the Man of Zman Milsa? And the Gemara says, all right, another Teretz. Now, Asni Alem Eikari made it tonight. But that answers Rabbi Kiv Eger's Kasha. Rabbi Kiv Eger's Kasha, that by Gufa Tefillin, we're talking about Gufa Kedusha. And Gufa Kedusha, everyone holds Zman Milsa. It's not so pashit, because tefillin has two aspects to the Kedusha. And the Gufa Tefillin, it's equal, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. The Parashiyos are equal, as the Shagas Aryeh proved. Where do you have Kedusha that is not Gufa Kedusha, that's like Hazmana, that's like Meshamshin? That's when you're dealing with the shame. And that taka isn't chal until you actually wear it. That's not called Gufa Kedusha. That's like Meshamshe Kedusha. And that isn't chal until you wear it, and Rava holds his manalav milsa. And with this yisod, we can understand more. And the Mirtz Hashem, I am hoping that in the next shir, we will be able to expand on our understanding and see more neflos, mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.